Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving.
Hello, friends and beautiful humans and community members. Thank you for being here and, tuning into this episode of the Creating Eden podcast. I am currently going through a immune system upgrade and actively choosing to use the language of immune system upgrade rather than I'm sick, as I've been slowly shifting my views of what it means to be sick and what it means to be healing, and you know, the ways that the body expresses healing through different symptoms. And so I feel like I'm on, this really powerful threshold right now, and it makes a lot of sense as to why I would be experiencing this, these symptoms that I'm experiencing of like congestion and coughing and, you know, a lot of pressure in my sinuses. So you'll have to excuse my little bit of a nasally kind of voice. I was sat this morning. It's currently 6:58 a.m. I'm not going to lie to you. I have been awake since 2:30 because laying down and trying to sleep while congested is really challenging. So I have been awake for a long time already. And I've been sitting with, you know, do I record this podcast episode because I'm congested and nasally? Is it going to annoy people? And like, honestly, if my voice annoys you right now, you do not have to stay. You don't have to stay and tough it out. I fully respect it if you're like, I can't. But for me, I just really feel called to having this process for myself and to allow it to be witnessed by you and received by you. So I follow the pull and I am here recording and speaking to you. So yeah, let's talk about the truth of how it feels to break up with your people pleaser, and what it feels like, the at least my experience of like holding the discomfort of triggering people online. So I've been speaking a lot about people pleasing and, you know, break up with your inner people pleaser. And people pleasing is really just self-abandonment, whether that's abandoning your voice or your needs or your children's needs or your desires, you know, your dreams, your opinion, your perspective. People pleasing is self-abandonment. And while it's so powerful to, you know, have this part of ourselves be released and, you know, rewrite and rewire this patterning inside of our bodies, inside of our wombs, inside of our brains, inside of our hearts, it's really hard. It's really challenging. And there's a lot of, you know, gray area and not super clear black or white, but just trial and error and feeling into what feels right and correct and true for you. And this is why, you know, the work that I do with women is continuously orienting them back to their own bodies, wombs, voices, values, is because there is no one size fits all. There is no one right way and wrong ways. There is only what feels right, correct, clean, and true in your own body and being. And, you know, when it comes to no longer being a people pleaser, at least this is my experience, it feels really harsh. For me, I feel like I can't tell sometimes if I'm being mean, if I'm being harsh, or if I'm just being honest and authentic. And I'm still in new experiences. I'm still figuring out, okay, what actually feels right and true for me? And I've had a lot of practice with this in my romantic relationship, in my marriage, where now, like, there's no people pleasing, there's no fawning, there's no abandoning myself in my relationship like I used to in past relationships. And there's such a clean energy and feeling in my body, to the degree that, you know, my husband and I had an interaction where he felt like I needed to apologize for something. And I was like, I hear you. I hear that you want an apology. And I actually don't feel like that's something I need to apologize for, because it was when our daughter ripped the plant leaf while I was holding her. It was a small thing, but you know, the buildup of small things over time when untouched become big things. So we like to get to the small things when they arise. But anyways, I was like, yeah, it's not my fault that she ripped the plant. You know, I see she's a baby and she's going to do things. And yeah, I'm going to do the best that I can to tell her, hey, we treat our plants with respect in this house. They're our friends and we don't rip them and destroy them. We play with them. We speak to them. We tickle them. And, you know, and if I'm not, you know, paying attention. Anyways, I don't want to dive too much into this, but she ripped the plant. My husband was like, oh, I feel like you need to apologize for letting her rip the plant. And I was like, I actually don't feel like I need to. And I was able to, you know, stand firm in that and validate my husband's desire for a apology while also not people-pleasing and apologizing from this inauthentic place, just because that's what he needed to hear. Then, of course, we spoke about it, and there was way more beneath the surface than just, I need you to apologize. But it feels really clean to navigate situations like that in my marriage, in my romantic relationship, because I've had a lot of practice. And now I'm in this season of, you know, getting really clear on what feels good and clean for me in terms of navigating uncomfortable situations and setting boundaries and voicing my needs or advocating for myself in friendships, in sisterhood, even if it's not received. You know, there's no part of me that feels, you know, with this friendship breakup that I've been experiencing, there was, you know, a few weeks, 6-7 weeks had gone by, and I really felt the need to advocate for myself, to stand up for myself, and to voice my pain and my hurt to this past friend. And she didn't receive it. Like, she did not receive it at all. At all. Like, full walls, push me away. Absolutely not. I'm not doing this with you. And her response didn't have me shaking in my boots. It didn't have me wavering. It didn't have me questioning. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't expect that response, but okay, I can accept that. But every time I had the slight question of, was that out of pocket for me to say that? It was immediate. No, I advocated for myself and I spoke what I felt I needed to speak to not have myself be heard by her, but to make myself feel heard by myself. Right? To show up for myself, to advocate for myself, to speak what I needed to speak for myself, regardless of if she received it or not. And so I feel like in my, yeah, sisterhood and friendships and conflict with people in my community, even uncomfortable conversations, I'm not in this like, oof, that was too harsh. They're triggered now. Like, oh my God, I did something wrong. I feel really clean in my own body and really in integrity with how I'm showing up. And now social media is this area for me where I am discovering where what feels clean for me and what doesn't feel clean for me. And yesterday I shared a post about the breast is best and fed is best conversation, which I will be recording a podcast episode with a woman named Brooklyn who works with women in nutrition and things like this. And so we're going to dive a lot deeper into this because there's so many layers and so much nuance that I could not possibly communicate in one post and one caption. And this is where I feel like I'm struggling a little bit with, yeah, my relationship with social media, where I don't want to be like my intention is not to be clickbaity and just trigger people left, right, and set and in left, right, and center just for the sake of likes and views and follows and analytics and whatever engagement. And I also don't want to shy away from potentially triggering people in the ways that I have in the past, completely avoided it, shut myself down, didn't speak my actual authentic opinion, or was really scared and watered myself down and whatever. I don't want to do that just out of this fear, and inability to hold the discomfort of triggering someone. So this is what I'm kind of playing with and discovering right now is, you know, what feels true for me when it comes to showing up on social media. And this is where I'm at with it. I'll share. I want to show up first and foremost authentically, honestly, raw, real, and messily. I want to be okay with being messy. I want to be okay with potentially saying the wrong thing or actually saying something that is harmful, and then, you know, having the humility to apologize if I feel that I need to apologize to someone or in a post or whatever it is. I want to show up with this humility and grace to, you know, deepen the conversation if what I posted was triggering, and not from this place of, oh my God, now I need to do damage control, but I get to expand on this conversation in my space where, you know, one single reel and limited character amount caption can't actually hold it all. And so what I'm coming to is this realization that, yeah, I want to be okay with triggering people. I also don't want to treat you guys, my community, my audience, as these, you know, women who need to be babied. I see you as sovereign, as powerful. I see your ability, especially when I talk about motherhood things, like I see your ability and capacity to hold discomfort and navigate challenges, because there's so much of that, you know, especially with women who grew and birthed their babies, no matter what way. We have the power to hold ourselves in triggers. If we can birth babies, our uncomfortable emotions are so small compared to the intensity and vastness of birth. And of course, there's layers there too of like, okay, how did you birth? Right? Did you open yourself to the discomfort? Did you fight it? Did you numb it? Right? And so we're all in these different spaces and levels, and not levels in a hierarchical way, but we're just in these different spaces on our path, in our own journeys, with our own growth and ability to sit in discomfort, right? If somebody is just now figuring out what it means to be triggered and learning about the nervous system, you know, not compared to in like a negative way, but just seeing the differences with somebody like myself, who I've been, you know, actively allowing myself to be triggered and moving through those triggers for years, it's going to be a different experience for all of us based on where we're at in our path. But I don't want to baby you. I don't want to coddle you. I want to speak to you like you're a grown ass woman who can fucking handle her shit and have compassion for you when it's hard, and see you in the struggle, in the challenge, in the resistance, in the fear. And I feel like it's so hard to convey that with an Instagram caption, which is why I'm also really grateful for, you know, having my podcast on this platform, is because I can actually have these conversations. Well, it's less of a conversation because it's a conversation when I have another guest on, but when it's just me, it's kind of just me monologuing. But why I can speak to these things in a much deeper way, and you can hear my voice. You can hear the tone of voice that I'm actually speaking in rather than reading my words from the tone of voice of your triggers and your wounds. Because I could say something like, you know, maybe you will have to sit with that feeling of being a failure. And you might read that without the context of my tone of voice. You might read that as really harsh when actually how I'm speaking is deeply from my heart with this compassion and understanding, because I know what it feels like to feel like you've failed. So yeah, I'm still figuring out my voice when it comes to, you know, who I am growing into and how I'm showing up on social media, because I used to operate from this place of either not saying my true feelings, my true thoughts, my true opinions, if they were controversial, if I would even get the slightest bit of questioning or backlash, like, wouldn't say anything. And then I got to this place of, okay, I'm going to say something, but I'm going to make it really fluffy. I'm going to put in all of these, like, I can't think of what they're called right now, but this, like, oh, fuck. just saying, like, okay, I'm going to share something, and this might be triggering for you to hear, but please know that I mean it in this way, and I don't mean to hurt your feelings, and like all of these pre kind of things to lead up to actually saying what I want to say. You know, I used to really do that and like cushion the blow almost and make it, you know, not harsh. And now when I'm speaking, you know, a blunt truth that, well, feels like a blunt truth for me, I'm like, oh my God, is that harsh? Is that mean? Am I being harmful? You know, and then of course there's the people who do get triggered that are saying that I'm being harmful, right? And so if I'm already wavering and questioning myself, when I receive that those comments and DMs that are telling me that I'm being a bully, that are telling me that I'm being mean, that are telling me I'm a TERF, that are telling me, you know, that there's blood on my hands because of my point of view, or just things are my fault and I'm an awful person, I'm a pick me, whatever the comments are, if I'm already shaking and I'm already wavering in that, like, ooh, am I being too harsh? Receiving those comments, I'm like, oh fuck, I am being too harsh. But then when I look to, you know, the women who I admire, who I feel really resonant and aligned with their message, their voices, their, you know, opinions, the way that they mother, the way that they do business, when I look at their comments that are like, no, this is clean, this is great, I agree, I'm like, okay, well, that is also a reflection of me being in alignment with, you know, my values and how I desire to show up if these people, you know, are supporting whatever I'm saying. But here's the issue, is that with social media right now and sharing more of my controversial thoughts and opinions, I'm not rooted as deeply and fully as I would like to be in my own truth. Oof, that feels disgusting to say, because I'm over here teaching women how to do that. And yes, I've done that and I operate in that way in many areas of my life, but there's still areas that I'm growing into. But this is also my, like, we are messy, we are imperfect, we are allowed to be, you know, in constant evolution. There's no end finalized product, unless it, product, like, version of myself, except for the version of myself that I am when I die. That for me feels like I've completed the growth that I've needed to do in this lifetime, whenever that happens. And so can I let myself be here? Can I let myself still share my wisdom while I'm continuing to learn, to grow, to expand, to embody it every area of my life, not just my relationship with my husband, not just my relationship with friends, not just my, you know, how I operate in community or with my family, but in the online world too. And like, there we go. That feels uncomfortable for me. Can I lean into that? Can I take my own fucking medicine and sit in this discomfort? And that's why I feel like I'm having these physical symptoms of discomfort, of congestion and a blocked nose and sore throat and coughing and sneezing so much, head pressure, is because I am, you know, kind of scrambling for purchase when it comes to allowing myself to sit in discomfort. And so I'm seeing this initiation of, you know, being in this healing phase with my body. I'm seeing this initiation and invitation to be in the physical discomfort even more than just that. Like, ooh, I feel a little bit triggered by, and my body feels activated by these comments I'm receiving, and oh, this person that I'm more close to is hurt by my post, and now I'm like questioning myself again. It's like, okay, can you be in that discomfort? Can you be in this gray area? Can you exist in this discomfort, knowing there's no way out, but just to be in it? So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at right now. And yeah, it feels uncomfortable as fuck. Because I want to expand these conversations beyond just 5-second reels and limited character comment or caption pieces. And there's the people pleaser in me, or not the people pleaser in me, the part of me that doesn't want to people please anymore. She's the one asking, if I expand, if I speak to more nuances on this, am I doing that from a place of fawning? Am I doing that? And I said this before, this crowd control, this damage control. Am I doing it from that place, or does it feel authentic? So this is my invitation to myself right now, and maybe this will really resonate with you and support you. But my invitation for myself right now is, when I look at my captions, when I look at what I've shared, does it feel true for me in this moment, in this version of myself? Because I'm also super open to growing, to changing my perspectives. I'm not, you know, it might be fucking hard for me to have those ego deaths where my whole view of something is shattered and I have to let it burn and fall and then rebuild it, you know, but I'm not resistant to that. I'm not so clinging to this ego, this identity, this version of myself that believes these things that I can't let it crumble. So that's what I'm doing first and foremost, is reflecting. Does this feel true to me as the woman that I am in this moment? And even the things that I'm like, ooh, question, was that harsh? I read back and I read it in the tone of voice that I meant it in. And I'm like, no, that's true. That's honest. That's me being honest. And I know where these things are coming from, right? I know that when I speak and share, it's coming from my own experience. So I know that it's not me projecting onto someone or judging someone or pointing the finger. I know that it's coming from my own experience. And I also consciously know that the people who get triggered, who think that I'm pointing the finger at them, who think that I'm judging them, I know it's a mirror for them. And so that's the first thing I'm doing, is reflecting, does this feel true for me? Yes, it does. Okay, is this in alignment with my values? And is this in alignment with how I want to show up? And, you know, I might swing to one side of the pendulum where I look back in a few months and I'm like, ooh, I was speaking in a really harsh way. That's actually not true for me anymore. But in this moment, you know, it's does this feel too harsh? Does this feel too firm? Does this feel too sharp? Because there is so much power, okay? I want to give us all the credit we deserve with how powerful our voices are. There is so much power in how we wield our words. so much power. And we are also sovereign beings who, you know, we get to choose, right? How we react or respond to the way that somebody chooses to speak their truth, to wield their words. So, yeah. And then just coming back to that place of this is how I want to show up on social media. I don't want to coddle you. I don't want to tiptoe around you and what could potentially trigger you. I actually know and trust that being triggered, being activated, seeing something that we don't want to see is the literal gateway into growth. And I am here in this space on Instagram, in my email list, in Holy Body, in all of the work that I do with women. I am here in this space to invite you into that growth. I am so devoted to growth and evolution and expansion for myself, for my family, for my community, for my sisters, for the women that are in my online community, for you. And I know that babying you isn't going to help you get there. And I've done this in the past with clients where I've been too scared to give you or give them the raw, honest truth. And I don't like that. Because that's not what you're paying me for, right? You're paying me for my support, my guidance, my holding, my reflections. So I see this as a big initiation for, you know, expanding the way that I work with women and my ability to hold myself in the discomfort of triggering people while also still being of service to you while triggering you. You know, and I'm always so open. I love, my favorite thing is when the people come into my DMs that are like, I'm so triggered and I feel you. I hear you. I understand you. This is expanding me, my capacity, my perspective, my opinions. And it's uncomfortable, you know? And it's those people who are ready to work with me. The people who are still like, trigger equals bad, trigger equals wrong, they're not ready to work with me. Because when you work with me, when you say yes to working with me, what you are saying yes to is being fucking uncomfortable. You're saying yes to intentionally allowing yourself to feel and experience growing pains. So I think it's my duty to be of service to the women who are ready to work with me rather than cater to the women who actually might not be. And again, not from this place of hierarchy, just from this place of honesty. No one's better than one another for, you know, being ready to do some work, for not being ready to do some work. No, we're not better or worse than each other. We are simply where we're at on our own unique paths, ready for whatever, you know, spirit, life, universe throws our way. And we have the choice to say yes or no to these initiations, right? With this friend that we went through this breakup, I was inviting her to join me in this initiation to deepen in sisterhood, to expand our conflict resolution skills, to expand our capacity to hold discomfort in our bodies while still holding love for one another and desire to return to a place of connection. And she said no. I don't know where she's at, but she said no. And that's okay. Was it hard for me to accept because I really wanted to do this work with her? Abso-fucking-lutely. Really hard for me to accept. In fact, for the first few days, I did not accept it at all. I resisted it so fucking hard. I was in complete disbelief. And now I arrive at this place of it's okay. I can't force her. I can invite her. And she's sovereign. She can say yes or no. And so that's how I want to operate with, you know, all of the women I work with is my invitations are not forceful. They're not pressuring. They're not, you need to do this work or else X, Y, Z. They're, hey, we're over here doing this work, looking at our shadows in this way, expanding our capacity to feel the sensations of activation, dysregulation, stress responses in our bodies, while learning to speak our truths and discovering what feels true and real and raw for us, and learning how to communicate that with them, or how to communicate them in a way that feels resonant and aligned to us as unique individuals. Do you want to join us? There's a seat for you here if you claim it. I'm so fucking glad. I'm so fucking glad I sat here to do this podcast episode, and I just also want to celebrate myself. I'm trying to release control, okay? I'm trying to soften, trying to release control, trying to release my tension and clenching and tightness, especially when it comes to motherhood, especially when it comes to my husband. And I heard my baby waking up and crying, and he's still sleeping in bed, and she's sleeping in bed with him, and I heard her crying for a little bit, and I chose to trust him to comfort her, to soothe her, instead of me going in, because I was like, ah, she's crying, she needs me. And now sounds like they're both quietly snuggling back to sleep. So that has nothing to do with, or maybe it does, I don't know, but that's just a little side note, as I'm celebrating myself in this, like, yes, I didn't go in to save and control. I released the control, and I gave my husband the opportunity to comfort her, which is good for both of them. So anyways, yeah, I'm really glad I came, even despite, you know, feeling this congestion and my voice being nasally and all of that. I'm really glad I decided to come and sit here, and it's a refresher for me that these solo podcast episodes are just as much for me as they are for you, which is why I record them and share them, because I feel so much better. I feel so much better getting to process this out loud and have somewhere for it to go. This is a container, right, for me to process these things and arrive at the space of more clarity. And arrive at this place of trust. I trust myself to navigate the situations, the discomfort, you know, the questioning, the wavering in my truth, in my foundations of my values, in order to find what actually feels true and right, correct and clean in my body. So yeah, just thank you as always for being here and witnessing and receiving, and yeah, just being open to hearing me and like fully receiving what I have to say and witness my processes in these ways and taking the pieces that resonate with you and implementing them in your own life. Like, that feels so powerful and so incredible to me that, you know, I can feel you listening to me. You know, I can feel you here with me, and it's just something I'm so grateful for. So yeah, as always, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited. I have some, I have like 4 interviews, different interviews with different women lined up for the next month or so for this podcast. So I'm so excited to, you know, offer a different kind of energy when it comes to more of that interview, back and forth conversation, bringing other women's energy into this space. I'm not sure exactly where the conversations will go, as I never truly do, but we're going to be talking about this breast is best versus fed is best. What's the actual layers and nuances and depth behind that, that simply saying fed is best or simply saying breast is best is actually missing? How do we speak to the entire experience of each woman as she has her own unique experience, rather than just saying, being in this place of black or white? So that's coming up. I have a episode coming up where we're going to talk about being a white woman in the spiritual wellness healing sphere and what it means to begin to decolonize your work and your spirituality and your practices as a white woman. This one feels edgy for me because I'm like, yeah, I'm one of these women that's really, I'm feeling this call to connect and do more decolonization work versus deconditioning work. And I need to be educated more. And so I'm really looking forward to that because I think that's really important for a lot of us. So that's going to be a really powerful conversation. And I'm also having another woman on that we're going to be, the next two women, we're going to be talking about, you know, conscious relating, spirituality, in sisterhood and connection and, you know, what we're learning, what we're navigating, what we're experiencing, in our sisterhood experiences, relationships, community, online and in person. And yeah, I'm super stoked because that's a topic that's really, really been alive for me this past year and continues to be alive for me. So two really incredible women that I'm sure will have very different opinions and viewpoints and experiences. So yeah, those are the conversations that you have to look forward to. I really am wanting to use this space even more than I am, though I feel like I'm doing a really beautiful job of how I'm showing up in this space with the time that I have now. But just being a bit more intentional about bringing other women in to amplify their voices on my platform and amplify their message, and not just have it be me sitting here processing with you or to you, though I do love that and I will not stop doing that because it is so nourishing for me. But yeah, I'm excited for how I'm growing and expanding in the way that I'm connecting with the energy of this podcast, and I know it's something that's just going to keep growing and evolving. And yeah, it's an honor to share it with you. So again, thank you so much for being here and receiving me, receiving my medicine, my words, my experiences, and I really look forward to sharing with you more.